listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 7, July, Freedom Fighters. July 1st. I want people to rock out in the car and not care that people are watching. I love that feeling when the sequences are all perfect and you can just press play. I want the music to take you on a journey. Blake Lewis. I couldn't have said it better myself. Rocking out in the car is one of my favorite things to do. Who cares if the car next to you sees you headbanging, singing at the top of your lungs, or playing the air drums or guitar? Half the fun about driving is trying different things to make it fun. This is why I feel people like to drive fast. It gives them a sense of thrill and excitement, pushing the boundaries of the law. Now, I'm not saying to break the law on purpose, but I am saying it's okay to find different ways to do the same thing. Instead of driving in silence, although that is sometimes nice, try blasting music and letting down your guard a bit. Be safe, but find a way to enjoy it a little more. My whole mentality is that anytime you get in the car, you can make it into a little adventure. I say this to my 4-year-old son all the time when he asks me where we're going. I say, we'll see where the car takes us. It's nice to have plans sometimes, but it's even better when you don't have 100% definite plan and can wing it, so to speak. Let the journey through life be an adventure and one that is accompanied by music. July 2nd. Music doesn't get in. Music is already in. Music simply uncovers what is there and makes you feel emotions that you didn't necessarily know you had inside you and runs around waking them all up. A rebirth of sorts. Matt Haig. I love this quote. Music is already inside of us. At the very least, it's in our heartbeats. The steady, constant rhythm when we're sleeping, the increased rhythm when we're awake and walking through life, and the upbeat pounding rhythm when we're doing something exciting, be it exercise related, going on a roller coaster, facing a fear. Music has this amazing way of bringing the internal rhythm we have to the fore through emotions of past and present experiences. It accentuates what is already there, magnifying its presence within us. I would go so far as to argue that although music is within, it can also get in if the music in your life has been silent. The birth of a baby is such an occasion as witnessing a miracle awakens many sleeping giants in the soul. July 3rd, music of all the arts stands in a special region, unlit by any star but its own, and utterly without meaning except its own. Leonard Bernstein. This coat has many layers to it. Leonard is saying that music isn't dependent on anything else, like other things in life are, when he says it is unlit by any star but its own. Music gives light and life to itself. It doesn't depend on it coming from an external source. When he says it is utterly without meaning except its own, he's saying that to the average person, the creation of music doesn't make any sense. Where does it come from? What instruments are going to play what parts? This is where the genius of the many famous composers and musicians throughout history have excelled, taking something that is an abstract idea and making it digestible for the masses. Music, in personified form, always knows the message it is trying to convey, the story it is going to tell. It is within the notes, scales, and chords. July 4th. Melody is the essence of music. I compare a good melodist to a fine racer and counterpointist to hack post horses. Therefore, be advised, let well alone and remember the old Italian proverb, chi sa pui mene sa, who knows most knows least. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I agree with Wolfgang. Melody is the essence of music. We have to remember to do what's best for the song when crafting compositions. Just because we may know the correct theory for what to do next in the songwriting process may not be what's best for the song. A guitar part? Maybe it's supposed to be played on piano or the oboe. Maybe there isn't supposed to be a bass guitar in the song. Maybe the song calls for one singer rather than three. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes more is better. Sometimes the song needs reverb. Sometimes it needs to sound like it was sung in the car. You get the point. If we're really paying attention to what the song is calling us to do, we have to leave our ego at the door, metaphorically speaking, and disregard some of our schooling and embrace the improvisational nature of music. If we are arrogant about it, we do a disservice to the song. July 5th. We start our lives with blues, with music. It's our first language. It's the rhythm of the womb. It's your mama's heartbeat inside your head. David Moody Clark. We are alive before we are technically born. How cool is that? From the moment of conception, we are a living thing, which over a 9-month period, there are exceptions to this premature burst for existence, grows into a fully formed human being. Since we are alive, we are able to use all our senses, even though we have no recollection of doing so. With that, we most certainly hear and experience our mother's activities. A baby can sense when a mother is happy, distraught, nervous, afraid, eating, dancing, exercising, sleeping, etc. When she walks, we feel the rhythm of her steps. When she talks, we feel the rhythm of her voice. When her heart beats, we feel the rhythm of her heart. These rhythmic vibrations provide us with a feeling that is going according to plan and we are safe under her care. Rhythm in general gives us a sense of order and that we are in sync with something larger than ourselves. It's simply amazing. July 6th. Good music always defeats bad luck. Jack Vance. In my experience, good music always defeats bad anything, whether it is because of a breakup, the loss of a loved one, a less than optimal report card, no raise or bonus at work, the list goes on and on. A good song, and better yet, a good album, has the power to keep our heads held high and lifts our spirits when all signs are pointing down. The next time something doesn't go according to plan in your life, try putting on your favorite song or album. If I were a betting man, I bet that song or album will transform your attitude from down in the dumps to high in the sky. July 7th. I think music is what language once aspired to be. Music allows us to face God on our own terms because it reaches beyond life. Simon Van Bowie. Although music is of this earth being, that we as human beings live on earth and create on it on earth, there is this divine spiritual aspect to it as well. When we take something that is intangible, floating in the airwaves, in the ether, if you will, and bring it into the physical world for people to enjoy, we are reaching beyond what we know as surface value life. We are digging deeper here and pulling the physical out of the metaphysical. When we play with these kinds of ideas, we are getting a glimpse of what God has done and continues to do on a daily basis for us. July 8th. Writing, music, sculpting, painting, and prayer. These are the things that are most closely related. Writers, musicians, sculptors, painters, and the faithful are the ones who make things out of nothing. Everybody else, they make things out of something. They have materials, but a written work can be done with nothing. It can begin in the soul. A musical piece begins with a harmony in the soul. Sculpture begins with a formless, useless piece of rock, chiseled and formed and modeled into the thing that was first conceived in the sculptor's heart. A painting can be carried inside the mind for a lifetime before ever being put onto paper or canvas. And a prayer is a thought, a remembrance, a whisper, a communion. That is from the soul going to what cannot be seen, yet it can move mountains. And so I believe that these five things are interrelated. These five kinds of people are kin. See Joy Bell, see. There's nothing else to be said about this quote other than that it sums up what it means to create something out of nothing. It is a truly magical thing. July 9th. A picture is just a picture, but add music and there's emotion. There's a story. L.H. Causeway. Even though a picture is worth 1,000 words until a melody or rhythm is put behind those words, they are, after all, just words. When a melody and emotion are put behind them, they become a song, which, when done correctly, tells a brilliant story. It breaks down to this. Pictures paint a landscape, pure and simple. Music takes it a step further and paints a soundscape, a landscape of sound and ideas. Music provides a narrative and soundtrack to life, which, if you think about it, is what happens when a movie is made. July 10th. A song can take you back instantly to a moment or a place or even a person. No matter what else has changed in you or the world, that one song stays the same, just like that moment. Sarah Dessen. Sarah is saying that songs are like musical time capsules. They travel with us through time, and even though they may not be on the front of our mind all the time, we can always go back to them and open them back up when the moment is right. They remind us of a previous time in our lives when things were impossibly simpler, more fun, and less stressful. Nothing changes about a song, even when everything else around it has. If you think about it in this way, a whole new world can open up in your mind about the way your life has been lived and how you might continue to live it. July 11th. Music defines us, for it shapes our souls and minds. Jessica Carroll. This is more of a general statement than anything. Music most definitely has the ability to shape our souls and minds, but not sure if it defines us as human beings. I say this because there are some people who are unable to distinguish white noise or the crashing of pots and pans from real legitimate music. Already detailed in this book, amusia is the condition these types of people suffer from. So to say that music defines us is not 100% true. I don't say this lightly because I know the power music has had in my life, and that it is a major part of who I am, but I digress. I can tell you with 100% certainty that music has been my saving grace during times of trial and triumph. It is an unconditional friend and companion when human relationships fall short. I can always depend on it to make me feel better about things, especially when I am playing guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, or drums, and even more when I'm singing and playing those instruments at the same time. Music is what I do for my career, so I owe a lot of what I currently have to it. It's given me so much insight and wisdom to life in general, and allows me to dream about the future and all that comes with it in a positive light. It's provided me the opportunity to experience new places, both mentally and physically. It's pushed me past what I thought I could do with recording and releasing what I've written. And last but not least, it challenges my intellect to find new ways to describe situations or relationships through songwriting and book writing. July 12th. There is a reason you glance up when you first hear a melody or tap your foot to the sound of a drum. All humans are musical. Why else would the Lord give you a beating heart? Mitch Albom. I love this quote, and it perfectly sums up what it was said in the following dates. February 1st, April 9th, April 17th, April 29th, June 22nd, July 2nd. Feel free to refer to any of these, and more in-depth analysis can be found. July 13th. The magic of music. With it, all things are possible. E.A. Bucchianeri. We've already established music to bring out the best in us, but to better summarize our thoughts, here's a breakdown. Music gives hope, expresses love, fosters relationships, faces fears, combats negative thought patterns, speaks of freedom, and breeds inspiration. If these don't make the case for a belief in all things possible, I don't know what does. July 14th. The universe is making music all the time. Tom Waits. A reiteration from January 17th and April 12th, Mr. Waits makes the case again for music being all around us. Even if the human race was no more, music would still be made. The leaves on a tree moving in the wind, howling or whistling if it's that windy. The crack of thunder or after lightning. The sound of a bull stampede in the wild. The cry of a songbird. These are all examples of music, especially since they are set to rhythm. Furthermore, there is a popular theory that the universe is set to 432 hertz, although this isn't 100% proven, that the heartbeat of the planet, if you will, is the same. Interesting to think about it. July 15th. Only the music can guide you. Noah Levine. Music, like the light from the sun, shines through the darkness. They both can bring the best out in us and help guide the way when we are lost. Music is a constant rhythm leading the charge, helping us feel like all is under control and right in the world. It is a reliable friend who is always there when we need it, comforts us in times of uncertainty, and never discriminates. It helps us hear and see the beauty around us. The sun is a constant ball of energy that helps us see, provides a natural warmth to our lives, and doesn't discriminate. The light from the sun is necessary for all living things to grow. Without it, there would be no beauty in the world. July 16th. For the music to be over so soon, the music to be over when it had just begun, that is really sad. Benjamin Alri Sinez. It really is a sad moment when something ends and we're not ready for it to be over. This can be said for anything in life that is meaningful or has an impact on us. And it is especially true for when a loved one dies at a young age. We say something to the effect of, he's gone way before his time, or she's left us way too soon. Essentially, what we are saying is the song of their life ended before it was actually over. It's like if a song stopped after the first verse. There was still the first chorus, the second verse, the second chorus, sometimes a bridge, and a third chorus, and always a definitive ending. This is why it is so vitally important for us to make the best use of our time while we're still alive, to do what we can in our realm to make the world a better place, to spend quality time with family and friends, and to sing our unique song to the best of our abilities. To do anything less would be a disservice to ourselves. July 17th. Life is like a long note. It persists without variance, without wavering. There is no cessation in sound or pause in tempo. It continues on, and we must master it, or it will master us. Amy Harmon. Enjoying the ride. Simple these words may be, difficult it is to live by them and actually apply them to our lives. I believe this is what Amy means by life being a long note. Like a musician plays one long single note on his or her instrument, holding it for what seems to be an indefinite amount of time, life feels the same way. However, we all know that a musician cannot just play one note to make an entire song, a symphony, a record, a career, As he or she yearns to string other notes together, sometimes in incredibly quick fashion, a well-rounded life cannot be one single solitary note, if you will. It needs to be colored in by experiences, relationships, and dreams. The moment we discover that life moves on with or without us in it is the moment we start living our lives in more meaningful, intentional ways. This is how we can master it, if you will, and it not master us. July 18th. You must always believe that life is as extraordinary as music says it is. Rebecca West. This quote is all about hope, and more hope. Music gives us a sense of it where many other things in life simply cannot. Plus, what is the alternative? To believe that life is mundane and robotic? I sure as heck don't want to believe that, and I know that isn't how life really is. There are so many twists, turns, and uncertain times, unsure of what to do for a career, job, change, divorce, out-of-control events like the weather, traffic jams, triumphant periods, graduations, job promotion, winning awards, being recognized, celebrations and special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, birth of a baby, engagements and marriages, retirements. Whether it's a positive or negative situation, life is exciting. And when something is exciting, it's not just ordinary, it's extraordinary. Music has a great way of telling the stories of our lives through song. July 19th. These songs tell me I'm not alone. If you look at it that way, music can see you through anything. Hannah Harrington. If music does one thing really well, time and time again, it lets us know we are not alone. Music exists for our audible, visual, recollection, cognition, mental, psychological, educational, leisure, and physical pleasures. The fact it can be there as quickly as the click of a mouse, so to speak, is remarkable. Do we really stop to think about how amazing that is? 50 years ago, this was not the case. No one has a cell phone with internet access to it like the majority of the world has today. With that, it is something that can see us through anything as we can access it easily as ever. In addition to that, there is a song for every life experience under the sun. This tells us that other people have felt the same way as we do, and there is not only comfort in knowing that, but strength in numbers. July 20th. I love music. For me, music is morning coffee. It's mood medicine. It's pure magic. A good song is like a good meal. I just want to inhale it and then share a bite with someone else. Hoda Kotb. I couldn't think of a better way to start the day, with a jolt of energy and a hint of inspiration from a powerful piece of music. This is a more natural way than coffee. When we hear a deeply meaningful or powerful song, it is most certainly something we want to take in with our whole body, mind, and soul and share with someone else. It can be life-affirming and even life-changing. So if we are out to make the world a better place, it behooves us to share it with others. In doing so, we create a chain reaction of positivity and love, which can only do good. July 21st. The music never leaves. Once you have it, you can't lose it. Luann Rice. As we previously established, we all have music within us, our heartbeats. Whether we believe we are musically inclined or not, we all have this one musical thing in common. Even if we were to lose our sense of hearing, we could still feel our heartbeat, as well as hum and sing the melodies of songs before hearing loss. It may be tough for those who will never be able to hear from the beginning, but again, internal rhythm is present in a heartbeat. Also, people who are deaf can feel vibrations, so playing music with the bass turned up and having their feet grounded or their head resting on an instrument while someone else plays can do wonders. And as mentioned, once we internalize melodies and rhythms, we have the ability to tap into them again through memory. July 22nd. I would teach children music, physics, and philosophy. But most importantly, music, for the patterns of music and all the arts are the keys to learning. Plato. If one of the greatest philosophers in history admits that given the choice between teaching that and music, he teaches music, then that's saying something. And in my estimation, he's right. After all, patterns can be found all over the place. Take a simple scale in C major. For instance, you play C, D, E, F, G, A, B, and then in that order, and repeat back to C for the whole sequence to repeat again until we run out of room on whatever instrument is being played. Certain chords sound good with one another in succession, and certain chords don't. So we learn to repeat those chords that sound good with one another in a pattern. As a result, an entire song is created out of these repetitive notes and chords which sound good with one another. This concept can be applied to other things in life. When something gels and makes sense with another thing, it produces a favorable result, which is worth repeating for the greater good. If it doesn't, we don't do it again. Learning from our mistakes is one of life's basic principles. June 23rd. The most exciting rhythms seem unexpected and complex. The most beautiful melodies simple and inevitable. W. H. Auden. Here we showcase the dichotomy between the simple and complex nature of everything in life. There's a simple way to do something, and there's a complex way of doing the same thing, achieving the similar, if not the same exact result. When a piece of music doesn't follow the rules of theory to a T, it can produce a unique sound that makes our ears perk up and our minds hyper-aware. It borders on the adventurous because it is something unexpected. And then we have the counter-argument, if you will, with the quote, "There is genius in simplicity." There really is. We don't need to reinvent the wheel with the song. If it's well-written, yet only uses three basic chords, follows all the rules of theory, and has a simple, catchy melody, it can also produce a sound that makes our ears perk up and our minds aware. Yes, it's predictable, but there is comfort in knowing what's going to come next. Both achieve this same result in the end, a unique sound. July 24th. Music links us humans heart to heart across time and space and life and death. Nancy Wehrlein. Music is universal language. It connects us in ways we try to understand but cannot fully comprehend. It is this quality which makes us interconnected with each other, proximity-wise and era-wise, whether we know it or not. July 25th, music is the art of thinking with sounds. Jules Cambariou. I like this a lot. You can apply this logic to other areas of the arts as well as everyday life. Both writing and public speaking are the art of thinking with words. Filmmaking is the art of thinking with videos. Painting is the art of thinking with colors and brushes. So the next time you hit a stumbling block, try reframing what you're doing into these terms. Blank is the art of thinking with blank. July 26th, music takes me to places of illimitable, sensual, and insensate joy, accessing points of ecstasy that no angelic lover could ever locate, or plunging me into gibbering, weeping, hells of pain that no torturer could ever devise. Stephen Fry. Yikes, Stephen is speaking to the heaven-like and hell-ish feelings music can give us. I'd like to think I go to more heavenly places when I listen to music, but and hope you do too, but there are inevitably specific songs which can take us to either. Just the fact that music has the ability to make us have feelings in the opposite ends of the emotion spectrum is remarkable and rare. What other things in life are like this for you? What is either black or white and no gray middle ground? What is either all in or don't do it at all? What is either hot or cold, up or down, in or out? July 27th. You can love a song, but you can form a bond with an album, a relationship that evolves as organically and beautifully as a marriage. Jacob Hoy. Let's unpack this. A song is a collection of thoughts put into one story. An album is a collection of songs put into a coherent, cohesive, flowing storyline reminiscent of someone's life. You can relate to it in a very deep level. A relationship is a collection of experiences one has with another person. There is a give and take, a yin to a yang. For it to naturally and beautifully grow until death do us part, it must be a coherent, cohesive, flowing story between two people relating at the very deepest of levels. July 28th. I've never known a musician who regretted being one. Whatever deceptions life may have in store for you, music itself is not going to let you down. Virgil Thompson. I know over a dozen musicians pursuing music on a full-time basis, and they are some of the happiest people I know. It just goes to show that when we follow the muse, the passions or desires, we feel aligned with our soul. This is especially true when we do what makes the world a better place. It fills a much-needed void for the greater good as well as inside ourselves. And when this happens, we can't lose. We can only win. July 29th. We have a lot of questions, and we want to understand. Music helps with that. Music helps with everything. Lisa Schroeder. Although music may not be the end-all, be-all for all of life's problems, it can most certainly shed some light on uncertain moments or times of trial. Just the presence of it tells us we are not alone, that someone else has felt the same way as you, and that you can overcome any obstacle or barrier. We can commiserate, sympathize, and empathize with the person or people who wrote that song. There is much to learn from putting this practice into action. For one, it teaches us about compassion and understanding. This increases our emotional intelligence, a highly sought-after tribute in today's day and age, which is not easy to teach. July 30th. I tried to look at writing a song almost like solving a mystery. The song was there, buried somewhere in my brain. All I had to do was follow the clues until I figured it out. John Scovron. Writing a song is like putting a puzzle together. All the pieces are there, and our job is to figure out where they all fit within the structure of the music as a whole. If you break it down to its parts, you have words, hopefully a story to make sense of those words, a melody to enhance the meaning of the words, and a verse, chorus, bridge, solo section to include. Easier than said than done. It is a challenge worth facing head on. Why? Because the results are magical, and in some cases, life-changing. It may not happen immediately, but with enough patience and persistence, you can make it happen. It's combining the ideas of anything worthwhile, meaningful in life takes time and hard work, and it's worth the wait, into one super idea. July 31st. Music shouldn't be just a tune, should be a touch. Amit Kalantri. Amit really nailed it with this one. Music is more than just a string of words and melodies for our listening pleasure. A good song is a kind of responsibility to tell a meaningful story and inspire us to be a better version of ourselves. It should make the hair stand up on the back of our necks. It should make us think about life in a different way, reinforce what we already hold to be true. It should grip us with its existential, captivating, and emotional touch. Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you are doing well. It is July 4th weekend. Today is Sunday, July 5th, and we're observing Americans' independence, right? From Great Britain on July 4th, 1776. Whew, what is that, 244 years ago? It's a long time. We're coming up on the 250th anniversary in 6 years. Can't believe it. Imagine our forefathers, what they would think of us today. I'm not sure if they'd be so happy. maybe in some respects, but maybe not in others. So some songs that were on my mind that, you know, maybe you forgot about, that, you know, would like to touch upon
for July 4th. You know, that would also work for Memorial Day. That might work now for September 11th for Veterans Day. These days where we honor our veterans and those who are still currently active in the military in one way, shape, or form. So, you know, when I do these kids programs for libraries online right now virtually, as well as for just for the kids program I do on the Key of Awesome Music Facebook page for Jammin' and Mr. Jim's studio, we have been doing things that are really attuned to the calendar. So a day like Flag Day, which is mostly unrecognized anymore on a national scale like it used to be, I would maybe play some patriotic songs or songs about the flag, like You're a Grand Old Flag, for instance. It's a patriotic tune. So just want to call some of these songs to mind and see maybe if you want to like go back and check on the lyrics and really, really let them sink in. Because it's one thing for us to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of a baseball game, and maybe you don't really think much about it, but really try to dig deep and get into what the words really mean and what, try to get into the psyche or the mindset of the composer or the songwriter of the song, and maybe what was going on during that time in history that might have made the song the way it was, and maybe the certain words that they used could paint a different picture and give us a whole new take on a already existing song that maybe we thought we knew, but maybe we didn't know 100% or as best as we could. You know, that's the beautiful thing about music, is that you can continue to learn. And it's the same thing with life. You know, once you stop learning, it's sort of a form of dying. So I'm a firm believer in, you know, keep getting better at your craft, keep learning, keep pushing the envelope, keep trying to become a better version of yourself, and whatever that looks like. For me, on guitar, let's say, learning jazz is like a whole other, it's like learning a whole new instrument all over again, even if I'm playing the guitar. I've been playing the guitar for 20 years now. Jazz is like its own language of its own. Never mind music being like its own universal language. Jazz is like a whole other animal. So just to give you sort of a glimpse on, you know, maybe there's something else like that in your life. Maybe you're a plumber and there's still more that you can learn about using a specific tube or a specific cast iron, or maybe it's something else. Maybe you're somebody who's a lawyer and there's always new statutes and rules and regulations and laws being put into place. You need to kind of keep up to snuff with all of them. So these things where you continue to learn and learn and learn. And once you become stagnant, it's actually a form of regression in my mind, because there's going to be people moving forward and forward and forward, and you're going to be left behind in the dust if you don't continue to grow and learn and try to keep up to date with everything going on. So some songs that come to mind for July 4th that are patriotic that I really enjoy, and some of them are straight up patriotic, and some of them have hints of patriotism in them that, yeah, you could associate them with a holiday like July 4th. So why don't we think back on God Bless America. Remember that one? God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white as foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Of course, I'm not singing that as loud as I really could or as well as I really could, because I'm in my backyard recording this right now. I don't want to scare the neighbors off with somebody belting it out all of a sudden. So, God Bless America. How about another one like America the Beautiful? Remember that one? Sometimes you hear this God Bless America and America the Beautiful even in church, which is interesting. I've heard it in the two of the churches that I've gone to in the past, over the past several years. And then there's other songs like the Star Spangled Banner you hear at every baseball game. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why every single baseball game has that. It's because baseball is America's favorite pastime. And with that, we sing a song like Star Spangled Banner that reminds us that America is important and that we want to continue to keep that importance, and knowing that history and paying tribute and homage to our forefathers and anybody that came before us that made the country what it is today and formed it with the sake of maybe future generations to come. And this is us sort of reaping the benefits of the seeds that they planted. So, what's besides God Bless America and America the Beautiful, what are some other ones? We got You're a Grand Old Flag, like we talked about. We have Yankee Doodle, right? Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. We have one that's like Yankee Doodle Boy, right? Or Yankee Doodle Dandy. Those are a little different than just Yankee Doodle went to town. All right, then we have, what are some other ones? Battle Hymn of the Republic. That's the one that goes, glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching on. That's that. You might think it's called Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, but it's called Battle Hymn of the Republic. What about the Marines hymn? The one that's like, from the halls of Montezuma, right? It's a good one. There's a lot of other ones that I know I'm going to be forgetting. There's the Stars and Stripes. And, you know, there's a bunch of other ones. There's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B, I think, which is also a patriotic song. It's a fun one to sing maybe at nursing homes for those who are a little bit older that maybe have Alzheimer's and dementia to bring back that nice memory of the past. Maybe there's songs out there that you wouldn't think are patriotic, but most certainly are, like America by Simon and Garfunkel, or America by Neil Diamond, or God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, or Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, or Living in America could be a patriotic song by James Brown. There's so many. Anything with US or USA or America could be really considered a patriotic song, you know, depending on the lyrics and what the subject matter really talks about. But just wanted to bring some of these to mind because, you know, maybe we forgot it. Maybe we didn't. Maybe we have. And it's not a big deal if you have or you haven't. Just kind of call these to mind this time of year so we can remember once again about our veterans and maybe active military. They pay not just the ultimate sacrifice, but also daily sacrifices for us and for our country so that we can have the freedoms that we have. You know, we are very lucky in this country. We do have a lot of freedoms compared to a lot of countries out there in the world, especially third world countries. In addition to a lot of first world countries, we have quite a bit of freedoms. And we have to call that to mind and be mindful of that and make sure that we don't take that for granted. Another song that just popped in my head that I forgot about is This Land Is Your Land. That's a great one by Woody Guthrie. So there's a lot of, some of these songs have six or seven verses in them, and most people just know the first or the second, maybe the chorus. But try to dig deep on these lyrics. You might find some hidden gems, some nuggets in there that really speak to you. You never know. And it's just something a little bit different, right? It's not just songs for kids or learning in school or just for those who are older that might remember these songs when they first came on the scene in the popular culture, let's say. It's for everybody. These songs are for everybody. It's a reminder of where we are as a country, and you know, if we have a patriotism, which I know I do, so hope you do too. And just wanted to leave you with that little tidbit of information, just some extra things to think about this year, July 4th, and as we go through the rest of the summer. Let us not forget where we came from as a country and where we're hopefully moving forward to in a positive note. We continue to beat this coronavirus. We continue to do what's right for everybody. And really be stand on a high moral ground and really do God's will. What is the best for the most amount of people that is fair and just with showing mercy and grace at the same time. So that's it for today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good. Not having somewhere to be.
except right here by the sea. I can stare with the palm trees all day long, sipping on sweet tea and singing some songs. And when the sun begins to set, tomorrow we'll do it all over again. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Enjoying a great day in the sun, watching the waves rolling one by one, dipping my feet just to feel the sand in the ocean. We'll go with the flow for all our plans, take a leisurely stroll just cause we can. It's an easy life we live with no deadlines or demands. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Everywhere here is a scenic view, everyone here's in a perfect mood. Let's make it to sailing off the coast, saying how do you do. It's a southern way of living, and I'm giving in to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach, below the Mason-Dixon line. Life's a beach, we should come here once a week.